John Reap is going to be a wise guy. He's down at the Gateway, inviting everybody to come on out and see him. And tonight, what time again? 7:30
tonight.
And then two shows Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Do not miss John while he's here in town.
Get
he's
out
one
there.
Of the funniest
Don't
comedians
try to park
touring.
Out front. The Hemi will be out there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's you still? You haven't done anything
you know
with that for
hilarious?
A while.
Like, there was a guy who just came to see me in Columbus, Ohio, who's come every year. He has a big Dodge Ram truck. And one year he goes like, hey, man, when you get done with this, can you come outside and take pictures in my truck and then sign? He wanted me to sign his dashboard. And he made a poster of it. And he shows up with all these pictures of me in his Dodge Ram truck. So there are people who still like love this thing.
Yeah.
It's been great.
That's awesome.
I will refresh your listeners' memory. I did 6 national Dodge truck commercials. This is all 6 of them, real fast, back to back. Here we go. Hey, that thing got a Hemi? You about to find out. Come on, man, floor it. Get me closer. I smell a Hemi. That can't be good. Sweet. All 6. Thank you, Dodge. Thank you, Dodge.
That's some good writing.
They were good to me.
Was that ad-lib or was that the writing?
That was the writing. And I added one word, and they kept it. Hey.
Hey.
I pull up and go, hey, that thing got a Hemi.
Like, that's good.
He's like, well, yeah, I guess you would have to get their attention first.
How did you get those?
I just auditioned for it. It was, I've been living in L.A. 2 years. I didn't have any acting. I was a theater major, but the first thing you can to get into acting is if you can get in commercials, right?
Yeah.
So I got a commercial agent. And he sent me.
Okay, so you did get an agent.
I got a commercial agent through a guy who was booking college gigs. It was like a guy who knew a guy.
Yeah.
And this was probably like one of my, I don't know, 5th or 6th auditions. And I didn't think I was going
to
get it.
When you went to the audition, just out of curiosity, and you went in, was there a bunch of guys there that looked kind of like you?
It was creepy. They had like 6 or 7 guys, almost dressed the same. All had red hair and freckles.
Oh,
they
wow.
They knew what they were looking for. Dodge right. had this down to a science. I was like, who are you people? And where have you been? Let's have a party.
My brothers.
I know. And then so you walk in, and there's a table sitting there with the scripts on it. So I just picked up a script. If you want to call it a script, it was one piece of paper. I don't know if you can count that as a script.
Sure it is.
If you can fit it in a fortune cookie, probably not a script. I'm just looking at it, and it just said one line, that thing got a Hemi. And I was trying to practice that in my head,
yeah,
like how I was going to say it, because I've been taking these acting classes. I was like, that thing got to Hemi.
Now it's not Shakespeare. Do you have any grape
horn? Oh, yes, yes. So this guy, like I'm sitting there practicing, this guy comes up to me, taps him on the shoulders, like, hey, do you know what that last word is? He goes, is it Hemi? And I wish I said, yes,
yeah.
It is Hemi.
Hemi for sure.
But he caught me off guard. I was like, Hemi? No, it's Hemi. He goes, is this a Preparation H commercial? Yes, it is. You're playing a butt. I actually wish Preparation H would ask me to do a commercial. I think it'd be hilarious. Hey, that thing got a hemorrhoid. You about to find out. Put this on your butt. But I went in there not knowing what to expect. I was a little nervous. They had casting directors, an ad agency, camera crew, and there was just this one aluminum chair. And I went in, and I just sat down on this aluminum chair, and I started thinking to myself, okay, what would I be doing for real if I was at a stoplight in a muscle car, you know, somewhere in Hickory? So I'm thinking, well, I'd probably have my elbow out the window because, you know, the air conditioning shot in that thing.
Of course.
So I had dip in my mouth. So I'm thinking, all right, got my dip in, got my elbow out. Muscle car, probably vibrate a little bit, so I just start vibrating in my chair. Like I'm just sitting there doing
this. I wish you guys could see this.
That was good vibrating.
I'm just sitting there vibrating, and here's the thing. No one had told me to do anything yet. Like, this random dude just comes in the room, sits down, starts shaking like this, with his elbow sticking out.
And they're like,
and the director's like, what is he doing? And he said, just say the line. And I go, that thing got a Hemi. He's like, yes, bucket.
Really, that quick, huh?
No, well, that was, they laughed out loud. I saw 2 guys high-five each other.
Awesome.
I was like, okay,
that's good.
I'm onto something here. And then I didn't know that one commercial would lead to what it led to.
Yeah.
Like, I remember sitting in the middle of a desert in Palmdale in this beat-up muscle car, beat-up duster, with this other actor I've never met. And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, this is going to be horrible. No one's going to know what a Hemi is. And I look like crap right now. It's the fattest I've ever been. I have these weird chops and a crazy hair. And this is going to be the end of my career. And then I couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah.
So I was very, very, very fortunate and happy to have done that. It was crazy.
That is awesome, bro. Awesome story.
It was crazy.
Because I tried that, too. And when I went on an audition, it was for riding motorcycles, and I wore a helmet.
Yeah.
And I'd just been in an accident. I'm in a wheelchair. And even though I look all messed up, I'm just glad to be alive.
Right.
Because I was wearing a helmet. And when I went to the audition, there was like 20 guys in the room that looked just like me.
It's creepy,
and it was creepy, man. I was like, wow. And like you said, they know what they wanted.
Yeah.
But it was weird that I looked like that. And so I did a horrible read. And, you know, I never saw or heard about it again.
Next time you know, you got to vibrate.
Yeah, got to vibrate.
Yeah, I would highly recommend vibrating. It worked for me.
I wasn't like this before the accident, but
I got Parkinson's too. I didn't tell you that.
I've been hanging out with Michael J. God. And you can't understand unless you're with him.
He plays the music so loud in his car. It led to that. I've done personal appearances because of it. I've been to the Daytona 500 3 years in a row. It kind of led to this TV show I had on the Speed Network for a while called Are You Faster Than a Redneck? Where I was basically being the Hemi guy as the host of this show.
Cool.
I mean,
awesome.
It's led to all kinds of crap.
Did it typecast you, or have you been able to do
other
stuff?
Well, the good thing about typecast is the word cast.
Yeah. At least I got cast.
It means you got the part.
Right.
You know, I was supposed to typecast? No cast.
No.
I will take typecast.
I like
typecast
the way you think.
Every day.
We're on your level.
Yeah,
we get that.
Yeah.
That is awesome, dude. Awesome.
I think everyone gets typecast in the very beginning of their career because it's you just are
who you are.
What you are.
Yeah, right.
And so you can't go in there and morph into, you're not like an X-Man.
Yeah.
You can't just walk in there and be something else.
So like, he's done this one bit. I really think he's got De Niro in.
We need like a Cuban guy. But we like what you're doing.
Everything is real close.
Yeah.
But don't do it anything like that.
Yeah.
I like when they do that. It was real close to how we want it, but do it more like this.
Yeah.
It's entirely different. You go, well, if I was close, how come you want me to do it entirely different?
We got the first take. That was great.
How many takes did it take for you to get on the first one?
Well, you know, they have different camera angles. So
okay.
I did it, different many times.
Yeah.
But I think I nailed it the first one.
Of course, you did.
We did. Oh, gosh, I don't know.
You see him shaking his head sideways?
Over the course of my...
He knew he had it. He's bobblehead sideways.
I can't stop. It's so weird.
I did it right.
I mean, I've been vibrating ever since the commercial. It's weird. But I can tell you about the Eastbound and Down with Danny McBride. Did you like that show on HBO? Did you watch that show?
Love Danny McBride,
one of my favorite shows ever. And I was him for Halloween 2 years before I was on the show.
Wow. Mm.
So that's how much of a fan I was. I had so I remember just auditioning for that part. I happened to be visiting my parents in Hickory, and I got the email like, hey, can you come in this day and read for this part? I played this guy named Jed Forney. I was an ex-NASCAR champion, and I was part of the fake talk show that he infiltrated at the very last season called the Sports Sesh. So, NASCAR guy, that's my wheelhouse. I know what they sound like, whatever. I'm friends with some of them. And I said, okay, so but I can't be there because I was in Hickory.
Yeah.
So they said, well, can you videotape yourself and email it in? And I'm like, all right, well, I got to get somebody to read with me. And my mom was the only person there. And my mom is this sweet Southern Baptist lady who goes to church three times a week. I've never heard a curse.
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, you have to read this part, and I'm going to read this part. She's like, okay, anything for my son's career. And she just got into it like, beep, 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 beep. I was like, Mom!
Oh.
She didn't bat an eye. I was like, wow, I think she helped me get the part.
Awesome.
I remember sitting there day one with all these guys. Danny McBride's there and Jody Hill and all these other great actors. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe this is just a surreal moment. I remember being him for Halloween 2 years ago, and now I'm on a couch with him doing scenes with the guy.
How cool is that?
Yeah, and he couldn't be cooler, man. He's a sweet guy.
He looks like he would be.
Yeah. Funny and generous. Like, also, like, he wants the whole thing to be good. So if you do something, and they improv a lot, which I wasn't totally ready for it. Like, I thought there'd be a meeting first.
Yeah.
Like, here's how we do things. I'm like, I got memorized, ready to go. And then everyone's off the script. I'm like, oh, okay. Is that what we're doing here? Well, let me roll my sleeves up. And they start vibrating.
That's my go-to move.
Yeah. And so I just started, I was like, okay, all right, I got what you're doing now. But if you do something funny in an improv moment, and he likes it, and he'll laugh real hard, and he'll go like, all right, let's do that again. Let's get an isolation shot of him doing that, because I want that to make it to the, you know. So he's very,
that's cool.
Very, very generous in that way.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good guy.
That's awesome.
Talking with John Reap again tonight and through the weekend. Wise guys at the Gateway. John, it's always a pleasure to have you, man.
Good to see you guys again,
you too, man.
Man.
Everybody go see this
Come
show.
Come out. I'm going to make the rafters shake and your biscuits bake.
And your head will be shaking tight.
And vibrating.